U.S. police have clashed with anti-corporate protesters in Berkeley, California. The clashes erupted after the expiry of a deadline for the demonstrators to leave their encampment. Tensions are running high as the protesters are holding their ground. Russia has once again called on the UN Security Council to probe the killing of civilians in NATO's bombings in Libya. Russia has blasted NATO for exceeding a UN authorization to protect Libyan civilians against forces loyal to the country's former ruler Muammar Gaddafi. A string of explosions has rocked the Iraqi capital Baghdad, killing nearly 70 people. Almost 200 others have been injured. Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki condemned the deadly attack, saying the bloodshed was politically motivated. He promised to bring those behind the blasts to justice. In Saudi Arabia, activists have called for a nationwide sit-in in mosques on Friday. This to urge the Saudi regime to free thousands of political opponents from prison. According to a report released by activists in August, there are over 30,000 political prisoners in the strict Arab monarchy. Chilean police have clashed with student protesters in the capital, Santiago. Once again, police used tear gas and water cannons against students who fought back by hurling rocks. Several demonstrators, including one dressed as Santa Claus, were arrested. Students want a major overhaul of the country's education system. Air traffic controllers in the Peruvian capital, Lima, have begun a three-day strike to demand higher salaries. The walkout comes ahead of a busy holiday travel season. The government has declared a state of emergency for the country's air traffic control system in response to the strike. A large fire has damaged an apartment complex in the U.S. city of San Francisco. Over 100 firefighters battled the blaze for more than 2 hours until they finally managed to contain it. The cause of the fire is not yet known. And in Colombia, 6 people have been injured at an annual celebration where untrained men face down bulls. The bullfighting is fueled by the beats of local folk music. The amateur matadors put themselves at risk only for a thrill and a few extra pesos.